You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Well, I love dildos and butt plugs too. Well, I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. Oh, that's right, Daddy. That feels really good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I hope you're doing well. I hope everyone you love is safe and sound. I've been doing okay. Battling a head cold, nothing too major, but anyway, I can't keep a good faggot down, right? So, you know what can keep a good faggot down? A pair of strong alpha hands. That's like a joke almost. First and foremost, as always, this podcast, the website, everything else is helped along by voluntary donations from people like you. So if you would like to help contribute to keep things running around here, there are definitely ways to do that, and they are located on the sticky post on the front of the website. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you to all of my patrons, particularly, who are sticking by me. So, let's see. As our world just continues to fall into disarray, I'm trying not to go off on rants day and night about the politics in America in particular. It's been really, really horrible and getting worse by the day. But I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with being gay, and you are not wrong for the way you feel, okay? I'm just going to say that, because everything that we talk about here on the Hierarchy Podcast is natural stuff. This is just natural order. It's not a fetish. It's not something you're choosing. It's not something that you should feel ashamed about. Being a faggot, being an alpha, you know, being a beta, whatever you are in hierarchy, you know, learning to accept that as a truth in your life is very important. And so, the current climate, particularly out of the Republican Party, is that gay people are wrong, things like this are wrong. But it's more right than any of these politicians want to pretend that they're correct, okay? It's the most right thing. So what you are studying and learning and practicing in your own life, it's the truth, okay? What I wanted to talk about today concerns alphahood. I want to talk about, because last time I talked about perpetual subspace as a concept that I believe in. And today I want to talk about the inverse of that, which would be perpetual dom space. There's a part to play. Faggots have a part to play in perpetual dom space. So if you're a faggot, this does have something to do with you, okay? Perpetual dom space is it's a very special type of alphahood, in that it's really reserved for men alphas who are taking on that next level of alphahood involving being masters, being actual owners of faggots, okay? It's one thing to use a faggot, okay, for a blowjob or quick cash or whatever. And there are plenty of people, alphas like that, okay? But it's another level entirely when you become a master of faggots, when you take on ownership of faggots. One thing I think that comes about from this, masterhood, if we want to call it that, is perpetual dom space. Now, when we talked about perpetual subspace, I described it as a low hum of constant submissive headspace, where anywhere you go, whatever you do, you're submissive. You are aware of your submissiveness, of being a faggot, okay? And I got a lot of interesting feedback from that particular episode because it's true. You know, since I've gone into chastity in particular, I've been able to maintain kind of a perpetual subspace from being in chastity, even without a direct master over the last couple of years, okay? So, and I've experienced it throughout my life when I've been owned as a faggot. So, perpetual dom space is the reverse of that. So when an alpha takes on the title of master and he becomes an owner of faggots, where, let's say, an alpha takes on live-in faggots, where faggots are living with them and serving 24/7, or in the findom space where you're being served constantly by cash fags, okay, and you own these cash faggots, okay, there's a sort of perpetual dom space that takes over an alpha. It manifests itself in a sort of heightened confidence. I just got off the phone with Cash Daddy Jay, who's a very dear alpha to me, who we talked about this a little bit in greater detail. But there's a transformation, and I've seen it most notably in the findom space, which, again, I'm not a big fan of findom, okay? But in my time, experimenting hierarchically in the findom space, I've watched alphas who began their journey into findom just for the money, just like, these faggots are gonna, I'm gonna show my feet, I'm gonna show my armpit, I'm gonna say some degrading shit, and faggots are gonna give me all their money, okay? And that's all they're in for. But then they begin to understand the power behind the actual use and ownership of faggots, even straight alphas, okay? And something takes root inside their soul, and they begin to want to take further and further control, take deeper control of their faggots. Even though, it's primarily a findom exercise, and sometimes it graduates to more personal in-person service, okay? And ownership. But I've seen it with my own eyes. Cash Daddy Jay is one of those that I've watched really blossom into this master, of faggots. But there have been other cases too. But in the FinDom space, it's most notable because these alphas start off seeking just money, quick money, easy money. But certain alphas, the really true alphas, are the ones that grab hold of the more expansive power available to them. They suddenly realize, I can actually own these faggots as my property. And that's a really profound moment for an alpha. They suddenly realize that there's so much more to this than they ever anticipated. And once that switch flips, okay, in an alpha, and they begin to take ownership of faggots, and there's this sort of, the faggot is providing the worship in a continuous way, the alpha shifts into what I would call perpetual dom space. And what this perpetual dom space does is it elevates an alpha's entire life. And that means outside of FinDom, outside of faggot interactions, everything about his life has changed. It's elevated. Perpetual dom space, like I said, is the inverse of perpetual subspace, where in perpetual subspace, a faggot is kind of kept in submission constantly. Perpetual dom space, an alpha is constantly elevated. There isn't the up and down, you know, the high and the crash, you know, that a lot of times happens in FinDom straight up. But an alpha feels infinitely powerful all the time. I think it's magical. Now, one of the most dramatic examples of this is an alpha known in the FinDom space as Alpha Aesthetic 8. And I've interviewed him a couple of times. I'm going to be interviewing him in a couple of weeks again for a third go-round. You know, he started off as a straight, he is a straight alpha male. He started off just looking for money, you know. And he left the FinDom scene for a while because, you know, he was not sure what he was even really doing with it. But something was in the back of his mind. It was eating away at him, that there was this power that he had sort of touched on and he tasted it, but he wanted to know how to really get a hold of it. And he came back and he has blossomed into like a nuclear reactor, all right, of power. And he's on a constant high. Whenever I engage with him, whenever I talk to him, he is on a 24/7 high of dominance and power. And he was already confident before FinDom, okay? He's a natural alpha male. But now he's invincible. And that's the difference. You know, these alphas, through perpetual dom space, they feel invincible. They feel infinite. And every time I see it happen, I am just, I'm once again just reminded of the absolute truth of hierarchy. These are real forces happening within human beings. And we all have our part to play in it, okay? And when you see alphas elevating that way, and if you're close enough, you know, either you're serving them or you're engaging with them and you witness it, you can see it as clear as day. There's just this, it's not even an arrogance necessarily. It's just confidence. It's just, they know that they are different from everyone else around them, that nature has given them this power and they are now in control of it. And anywhere they go, they understand. And any interaction they have with another human being, they command that space. Every place that they enter, they command that space. They are in total control. It's a perpetual Dom space. It's every aspect of their life is just elevated. And I think it's a miracle. I really do think it's one of the most glorious sights to behold. I don't think an alpha is more beautiful or more incredible than when they reach the state of perpetual Dom space. That's where the real power in alphahood is. The real power of hierarchy is, you know. Now, I mentioned earlier that faggots have a part to play in this, and we do. When we truly submit to alphas and we give them our devotion, attention, worship, etc., we are part of that. We're feeding into that perpetual Dom space. We are constantly reminding them of their actual power. So we're kind of like, if you think about a hot air balloon, we're the fire that heats the air that lifts the balloon in an alpha's life, okay? Faggots are that fuel, that fire, you know? If we keep stoking that, our alphas are going to soar to unimaginable heights. And those alphas are going to treasure us as their property because we gave of ourselves. We elevated them. You know, I have been at the feet of great, great alphas that I served. I have seen them in perpetual Dom space. I really didn't have a word for it back then, but I could see when they took me out places how they walked differently. They talked differently to people because they had their faggot with them. Their property was at their side obeying them. And I had a part to play in that because I obeyed. You see? And I think probably all true faggots out there, what I just said rings true. Just saying it out loud kind of made me take a step back and just go, wow, that's true, you know? I would love to hear some comments from faggots, particularly about this, but I would also love to hear about alphas because I really want alphas to think about this, about what is actually possible if you take faggot ownership seriously. I was talking to an alpha earlier this morning and I said that an alpha and a faggot complete each other in a way that's so primal and so basic to the needs of a man that it's almost nuclear, okay, the way an alpha and a faggot fit together. And men need this. Once they experience this, it becomes part of what they need as men. And I'm going to talk about this in a different way soon, because this is going to be kind of a sort of a mini series on here. So stay tuned for that, I think. But I wanted to get this part out about perpetual Dom space is kind of a bookend on the perpetual subspace thing, because I do think that those are the kind of goals, the goalposts in hierarchy for both ends of the spectrum. So hopefully you agree. I'd love to hear some comments on this. So anyway, I've got a couple of really amazing interviews coming up, so be ready, because you're not going to fucking believe what I've got coming as far as interviews. So look forward to that. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Take care. Love you. Bye.